Simon Shin Mem Hei, Siv Tez Zayin. The Mechaber discusses the roof of a house. If it sticks out beyond the mechitzas, beyond the walls of the house, as such that if you're standing on the roof, you cannot see the walls of the house because it's sticking out too much, which does not require very much. Even sticking out a little bit, the roof already is as such that you're not going to be able to see the mechitzas of the house. So if you're standing on the roof, as if you're on a kamelis. And even if the roof of the house is many stories up, it's very high up in the air, even if it's very wide, it's going to have a din of a kamelis. The mechitzas of the house are not going to help to make the roof considered part of the shiachid. If you have a roof that does not stick out beyond the walls of the house, which the Bureau explains, we say good ask mechitzas, we imagine the mechitzas going up further and further. And the same way in the house, consider that in Rosh Shiachid. On the roof, you also consider to be Rosh Shiachid. As opposed to over here, where the roof sticks out beyond the walls of the house, so that blocks the good ask mechitzas. That means the walls of the house are not imagined to be going up any further, and therefore, you're on a karmelis if you're on the roof. And Mishnah Berurah explains, even though we're going to see, B'Shem Sifid Ches, that karmelis only till 10 tefachim off the ground, has the coolers of a sharabim, the above 10 tefachim from the ground, to consider the Malkum B'Torah. It's only when the karmelis is on ground level, it's up to 10 tefachim, up to about 3 feet is karmelis, above that, it's considered Malkum B'Torah. As opposed to here, you start from the roof. So the first 3 feet from the roof and up is considered karmelis. Only above that is considered Malkum B'Torah. Now Mishnah Berurah says that Eli Rabba, he argues on this Pesach L'Shulchan Aruch, and the Grah makes many Rishayim argue with Shulchan Aruch, and they say that on that rooftop, it's considered to be a Malkum B'Torah. It's not considered to be a karmelis, causes a mal me'asar, it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground. The Mechab is also zizin, like if you have different things that stick out of the wall, place where you can put things down, if it's dalad al dalad, it's a karmelis. The only way that the zizin sticking out of the wall, or for that matter the roof, could be considered part of the shiach of the house, is if there's a window from the house that's open up to them, then they could say like churei v'shiachid, like an extension of the shiachid, extension of the shiachid of the house. In Sifri Zayin, the Mechaber says the churei karmelis, a hole in the karmelis, not considered part of the karmelis, rather you judge it based on its size, its height and its width. In other words, we should explain to have a house or shiachid next to a bikkur, next to a valley, that's a karmelis, not a shirabim, and in the wall of the house, there's churim, there's holes that don't go me'evel ever, they don't go all the way through. Therefore, they don't make it all the way through to the house to a shiachid, and therefore they're not considered a churei shiachid, so they're considered a churei karmelis. So it's similar to churei shirabim, that it's going to be judged based on the size of the chur, the size of the hole. That means it's 4x4 tefachim wide, and between 3 and 10 tefachim tall, it's going to be a karmelis. If it's less than 4x4 tefachim wide, then it's going to be considered a malkum b'torah, no matter how tall it is, if it's more than 10 tefachim tall. If it's less than 3 tefachim tall, then it's considered balta to the karka, it's considered part of the karmelis, similar to what we say by chur shirabim, that less than 3 tefachim of the ground is considered part of the shirabim. Now, the Mechaber's Geder Karmelis definition, the guidelines of a Karmelis, is it has to be that it's at least 4x4 Tvachim wide, like we keep saying. It only goes till 10 Tvachim. Above 10 Tvachim is considered Malkum B'Torah. Shabur tries to help you figure out the case. You have an Amud, you have a stick stuck on the ground in the middle of a Karmelis, and it's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, and something lands on it. So it's not considered a Karmelis, it's considered a Malkum B'Torah. A Karmelis has coolers of a Shirabim and a Shiachid, only goes to 10 Tvachim like a Shirabim, has a coolers of a Shiachid that has to be at least 4x4 Tvachim. Now, Mechaber says that you have a river, we said a river or a sea or a bay, a body of water that's considered karmelis, the 10 tefachim are measured from the top of the water, not from the bottom, but rather you measure the 10 tefachim from the top of the water and on. Therefore, someone takes something from the top of the water, total 10 tefachim into the ground, it's considered as in karmelis, above 10 tefachim, that's where it's considered malkum b'torah. There must be a bar, you have a pit in the middle of a karmelis, even if it's very deep, 100 amma deep, it's considered part of the karmelis, unless it is unless it's 4x4 tefachim wide, then it can be considered its own shiachid. But if it's less than that, it's considered to be part of the karmelis. You know, it's less than 4x4 tefachim wide, usually, hey, that's a malkum b'torah. In the middle of a karmelis, it can't be considered malkum b'torah. Rather, it's considered to be part of the karmelis. It's batal to the karmelis, which it is in the middle of.